السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers in Islam. I was thinking about if I'm a Muslim and I have Iman, can I be jealous? And what is the symptom of jealousy and where it's coming from? Jealousy, number one, is a disease of the heart generated by lack of Iman, lack of thanking Allah, lack of thanking the Qadr of Allah. And the person feel insecure, he feel he cannot deliver. But instead of respect himself or herself and remember the say of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu or Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, may Allah give rahmah to those who respect their own ability and disability. No, he starts looking to other, looking to them, not to learn, not to grow. No, look with arrogance and stubbornness, and in meantime, deep down jealousy. And I ask the person, okay, what trigger all this again? Lack of Iman, lack of contentment, lack of ikhlas, lack of thanking Allah. For example, you find a person, you or he or she has a friend or a brother in Islam doing some good deed. We should be happy. We should be happy and support and gain. Even if the person who's doing it, okay, is not me. Doesn't mean to be having everything to be me. But wonder what happened. Why woman jealous against woman? The way she look, or what she has, or a husband, or a money, or a goal, or a status, or intelligence, or whatever. But if I have a basic Iman, why am I jealous about? Why am I jealous about? And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warning us, is no jealousy in Islam. Is no jealousy in Islam, except in two. And this is a good jealousy. A person is spending his time and his own effort completely day and night teaching Islam and propagating Islam. And the another one is spending all his money for Sabilillah. That's it. There is a two. And when you study the good jealousy, what it means to imitate them, make dua for them, thank Allah, they are doing what they're doing, and ask Allah to give them ikhlas and qabool and barakah, and try to imitate them. By this way, today I see a disease in the ummah. For example, like upbringing program. Okay? I see some people, instead of benefit and spread it, they look like they do not know. Or they do not support. Or whatever it is, or they feel jealous of the person. Similar, Project Smile. Similar, good people, good deed. Similar, beauty in life. Similar, any good quality. But again, all this is what? Lack of Iman, lack of Islam, lack of relationship with Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you study the disease of the heart, like jealousy and envy and all this and arrogance and stubbornness, it will not harm nobody except you. By this way, instead of utilizing your own even minimum quality to spread the message, supported by any mean, now you're eating yourself alive. Okay, if you're jealous and envy, what it will do? It will minus anything of the heart of the person? No. And now you can have backbiting, you can have bad eyes, you can have evil eyes, you can have evil heart. Why? Why I reach all this level? Why? Why? In other hand, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The Muslim is brotherhood to another Muslim. That's why when I see any brother or sister doing any good deed, I thank Allah, I make dua for them, I try to support them, and by any mean possible, for sabilillah, not for them. The topic is not for them. It's for the goodness sake, for the benefit of the ummah. It's a duty, by the way. It's a duty. If you don't do it in the front of Allah, Allah will ask you. Allah will not ask you why you do not do it, because he can tell him, Allah, I don't have it. No problem. No problem. But Allah will tell you, okay, I send you so and so, he has it, or she has it. Why you do not do it? Why you do not support it? My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it, we are in the end of time. Ikhlas will destroy all of the above. Ikhlas will make me support anybody for any good deed and make dua for everybody. Ikhlas will make me calm and secure inside, even if I'm disabled. You see, I saw many disabled people 100% smiling and happy, and people Allah give them a lot and is not happy and is not smiling. It's a musibah. It's a musibah. By this way, also you find out the person who do jealousy or envy, he's aduwullah. He's the enemy of Allah, because deep down he's not content with what Allah give him. He have no respect of what Allah give him, and he's not content with the qadr of Allah. Is a big musibah. Is a big musibah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. Read. Read. Don't listen to me. Read. Read the chapter of envy. Read the chapter of jealousy in any major book in hadith and major Islamic book. You will understand what I'm talking about. And again, all the diseases of the heart do not burn nobody except you. It burns you in life. It makes you destroy yourself, destroy your thought and your heart. And most of all, it make you lose your good deed. It make you hated by Allah. Imagine, it make you full of shayateen. It make you out of the rahmah of Allah. Imagine, imagine all this because one disease. At all this moment, did you affect the other person? No. You do not burn except yourself. Wake up big time. Wake up big time and clean up before it's too late. May Allah make us brother and sister for Sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from envy and jealousy and arrogance and ego and stubbornness and all this bad quality. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us unable to see the truth and follow it, and see the fault and not follow it. And may Allah save us from blindness. Because if Allah blinds somebody, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this another topic we'll talk about another time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by the way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, what is the symptom of jealousy and envy? Unhappy, not content. The person never grow. The person never grow. The person think he want to grow or growing, but he never grow. The person repeat the mistake over the time. The person, the envy or jealousy of the disease of the heart, it eat him inside. It eat him inside. Make him make foolish decision. Make him arrogant and refuse to have any consultation or any adab. No obedience. No follow up with sincerity. This is all of over. And again, one of the biggest musibah, you find the person never grow up. You can grow up in age, and the diseases only grow up with you until it eat you alive like a termite. By this way, it make you a failure in many things in life, failure in quality, and most of all, Allah will not allow you to be a popular, loved by people. No, you will not be. You will not be. Because to be loved by people, Allah has to love you. And for Allah to love you, you have to be content and thanks. You cannot have jealousy and Allah love you. You cannot have arrogance and Allah love you. You cannot have stubbornness and Allah love you. All the diseases of the heart make you hated by Allah. Hated by Allah. Don't ever forget that. And please, if you don't believe me, go study the ahadith belong to that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.